This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
How was that new?
We are back. Hopefully you are too. Having lots of fun here. Even without you. I prefer you be here, but I can't have fun without you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You're listening to The Real Side. That's right. We don't play any political, as some of you already know, we don't play any political correctness here. Laid out there in sane, but I believe it's sane and simple English. You don't have to agree with me, but then you can change the station now, can't you? Or shut your iPhone off. Like that's going to happen. Hey, Creepy Joe's at it again. Uncle Joe Biden called Trump supporters the dregs of society. Is that cultural appropriation? I mean, using somebody else's terminologies? Former VP Joe Biden unleashed a vicious attack on supporters of President Trump during a Washington, D.C. dinner. He was at the Human Rights Campaign at LGBT civil rights organization. These forces of intolerance remain determined to undermine and roll back the progressives you all have made. Now, the vice president said that this time they, not you, have an ally in the White House. This time they have an ally. Why is that bad? I mean, the way we had no ally. We had a, I'd almost say borderline adversary. I don't want to say the devil. I'm not playing that game like some of you do. Enemy. Well, he really thought between the years that he was doing the right thing. He really believed it. These forces of intolerance remain determined to undermine and roll back the progress you all made. What progress did they make? You mean the high unemployment rates that they had under Obama? And don't give me that stuff, though, it was lowest. Yeah, but as I've told you before, right? I mean, when you look truly at what the rates were, you look at what went to disability, they were getting 3% and 4% moving over to disability every month. You can find that at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. You can find that with the Wall Street Journal. There are a small percentage of American people, he went on to say, virulent people, some of them the dregs of society. Where do they think this gets them? No, really. It didn't help them before. It didn't help them in the last election. How ironic is it that the organization that opposes bullying and intolerance cheered for a man who is advocating bullying and intolerance? Don't you love that? This is why I'm saying to you, it's really, they use a different dictionary than we do. Right? Some of us use, when they say love trumps hate, not what they mean at all. No. What they mean is use hate to beat on Trump. That's really what they mean. Instead of using the full might of the executive branch to secure justice, dignity, safety for all, the president uses the White House as a literal, literal bully pulpit. Callously exerting his power over those who have little or none. Right, this sounds like that guy, right. Yeah, yeah, because only rich people putting more food on the table. Only rich people are getting more working hours. Only rich people have got a bump in pay. Now, Democrats and their minions, they hate President Trump and his supporters. I think they hate the supporters more than they hate him. I've had people that have been friends with me ever since I moved into the area that I live in who happen to be Democrats, and they look at some of the things I say, you know, what you have to say in very short, certain terms to these people, give me one thing that you can prove that he did, has been proven that he's done, that would call for you to hate him. And they usually throw something to the table, but they're never his. They're never attributed to him. They aren't things that he did. Anyway, despite our traditional values, think about it. Think about what this country was built on. I know some on the left said they were trying to get away from religion. No. They were trying to get away from religious persecution is what they were trying to get away from. They hate concepts like God and country. They loathe church. Now, listen, you can say that I'm wrong and I'm just picking on the Dems, but who tried to throw God out of their platform, all references of and to? Some of you may have saw the DNC convention when that happened. What I thought was really good is you had Los Angeles Mayor Villaraigosa, who I refer to as Villaraigu. Boy, they threw that guy to the wolves that night. And they threw him up there on stage to preside over yanking God from their bylaws, from their platform. And the thing I loved about that, too, was Villaraigosa was up there, and he was talking about the changes to the amendment. And when he went for the vote, he fully expected them to be all yes or a majority yes. And it was just so funny to watch him sitting there floundering when it was a resounding no. And what did he say? And the chair, hearing a yes vote, like, wow, you're good. If you can get them to swallow that after what I just heard, you're good. And the crowd wasn't for it. You should have heard the booing. I mean, loud boos. They wanted God taken out of that platform and the discussion. So I think you've got some tearing apart of the party just there in and of itself. I mean, there are a lot of good-hearted Democrats who think that the party is all about God and country. It is all about taking care of people. But Jesus never told us to feed everybody. Matter of fact, he was very specific as to who to feed. And he had a whole diet plan already called out. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do you remember when... we'll hit the subject. Remember when Obama mocked the Rust Belt voters? And then Nancy Pelosi fell in line? Yeah, it was bad. Anyway, we'll talk more about that inside the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like a 4th of July. Here comes Sam, put your name.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe. Yeah, I'm serious. Man, we got to get behind these people here. We have got to get behind people that are fighting the cause on the street, the boots on the ground, so to speak. And I know our soldiers do so much more, but we've got soldiers here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855 732 5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Okay. So, it's funny how much Joe Biden and Mr. Obama and others get away with. You know, Biden called supporters all kinds of names, and it was okay. Right? It was perfectly fine. And it's fine because it's them saying it about us. Remember, Obama mocked Rust Belt voters in a speech to San Francisco supporters. He infamously said that they cling to their guns and their religion, and then he went on to call them bitter. But why? Well, why somebody should ask them to clarify. What are they bitter about? And clinging to religion, clinging to guns is such a bad thing? Why? That's why an enraged Hillary Clinton called Trump supporters xenophobic, homophobic, Islamophobic, bigots, and a basket of deplorables. And then she summarized them as irredeemable, putting herself at God status, apparently. Right? How many of you have said, my liberal friends, how many of you have said, only God can judge? Nobody should be judged. Well, Hillary did that. You're okay with that, though. Not much, that much of a stretch to imagine that Clinton and Obama were giving their followers, you know, silent permission to engage in political warfare. She said it about Trump, so it's the same thing with you. When you say that Trump is giving subliminal messages, you didn't give subliminal messages. You were right out in front with it. Those people are deplorables. They are irredeemable. Therefore, they are worthless. Right? An irredeemable, someone beyond, just total beyond redemption. That's why so many of Trump's supporters were left bloodied and beaten in the streets. You saw it happen over and over again. People getting stuff thrown in their faces. Urine, one lady in her face. Someone had tomatoes thrown at them. I want you on the left. I would love somebody on the left to write me or call me and say they deserved it. They got what they deserved. It was okay for them to be assaulted. Right? Somebody's kids and people are attacked in restaurants and other places for wearing Make America Great Again hats. That's why, you know, you get these stars and musicians. They've been using their bully pulpits for years, but recently they're calling for the assassination of the president. Right? One person, remember early on, said she has dreams of burning down the White House? I mean, Congressman Maxine Waters summoned an angry mob to harass the Trump administration. And everywhere you find them, anywhere you find them. Can you imagine somebody that said that about Obama's people? First right off the bat, we'd have been called racist, even though I think President Trump has hired more blacks and women than President Obama did. You know, it's just amazing to me. So I'm not sure that all the surprised that a low-class, foul-mouthed political hack, I mean, that Joe Biden, even with all his service to this country, because remember what I've always said to you, You have to respect the fact that somebody was willing to go to fight for you. You have to respect the fact that somebody was willing to go give their life so you could have some freedom. That doesn't make them right all the time. That doesn't make them correct. That doesn't give them a right for them to spew hate, spew nasties, and force you to believe it. Yes, I thank you for your service. Yes, you deserve to be respected for that. But this other stuff? No, thank you. I don't want it. So, you know, Joe Biden is calling, think about it, there's a bunch of you flag-waving lovers of America, and he's calling you the dregs of society. You know, frankly, I got to tell you, at this point in time, I'd rather be a gun-toting, Bible-clinging, well, actually, I'd be a rambling, Bible-clinging white guy, seriously, than belong to a party that can't stand God, can't stand people being conservative, can't stand open and honest conversation, fluid conversation. I don't want to be that part of that party, if you would. right? Think about this. Where they'd rather be unemployed. Remember what Nancy Pelosi said? We don't want a job to get in the way of your creativity. Right? She was the one, too, that I always loved. They get on our case for it. But remember, Nancy used to call the Democrat rank and file, she used to call them, what? Come on, anybody? Blue-collar workers. It was that. They were blue-collar workers. And then as she saw she was losing them, as she saw it was going away, what'd she start calling them? She turned on her own people, low-information voters. Wow, that's sad at every level. But frankly, don't be a low-information voter. Please don't. Make sure you have the information. I always tell you, don't spew the party line. You heard it at church. You heard it from wherever. Don't just repeat it. Make sure you know it's true. Right? I mean, seriously, make sure you know it's true. Make sure you've done your own research. Make sure you're not just being spoon-fed information that is in a gray area. A lot of times the titles will catch you. Yes, it is clickbait. The story has nothing to do with the title. The title is much more sensational than what the story is about. Like the one in California a couple of months back. It was going to be that the state was going to take away your Bibles. They were signing a law that banned your Bibles, which is not what it was doing at all. If you want to know about that, you'll have to go back and get the segments. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Do you remember, or do you guys remember, the valedictorian that was told he couldn't use his speech because there was too much Jesus in it? When we come back, we're going to talk about that speech that had too much Jesus in it and what was so bad about it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump in Missouri Friday night urging voters at a rally in Springfield to support Republican candidates this November. The crowd roared as the president spoke about the nation's surging economy and soaring stock prices.
We are finally rebuilding our nation, and we are doing it with American grit
and skill and pride.
Thursday, the president signed a historic multi-billion dollar Veterans Affairs spending bill before a rally in Las Vegas. A week after Florence dumped some 3 feet of rain on the Carolinas, swollen rivers are still causing flooding. Providing an update on recovery efforts Friday, South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster said about 200 roads remain closed.
Rain that fell on South Carolina, but also that that fell in parts of North Carolina, is coming down into our river systems.
He calls it a continuing transportation nightmare. Many of the rivers in South Carolina have not yet crested. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, let's go. Go ahead, I know. Yeah.
Look, you're on surface with fun here. I'm Joe McKinney, your host, to the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-556. Look, head up to the website. You can find my book. If you like what you hear, there's a lot of stuff. The basics are all covered in the book. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It's a light read. Sounds heavy, but it's a light read. You know, you got coffee mugs. Coffee always tastes better than a TRS mug. I don't care what. Tea probably, too. But I'm not a tea drinker, so I don't know. And then we've got T-shirts up there. We've got all kinds of crazy stuff up there. We used to do have water bottles, but whatever works for you. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. 4 months after being told that he couldn't give his valedictorian address, mostly because it had a lot of T's that's in there. I don't know what a lot is for some people, whatever. An Illinois teenager who graduated at the top of his class. Top of his class. And they couldn't accommodate him. Who's at West Prairie High School. He's going to get to deliver his speech. But instead of delivering his graduation speech in his hometown, Sam Blackledge shares his remarks at the Todd Starnes Fall Getaway at the Billy Graham Training Center in North Carolina. Several hundred guests gave the young man from Illinois a standing ovation, including Sam's parents, who were special guests for the weekend. Now, Blackledge's address was a message about love and forgiveness, an irony that was all lost on the school administrators. So imagine them reading that and they couldn't find anything positive out of it. In the speech, he says, Christ came to show us God's justice in dealing with the unfairness of the world. The cross demonstrates to us a very love of God who died in our place, and how we find at the end of the day that without his forgiveness, we would never make it. Now, it was that paragraph in the preceding one that transported the listener to Calvary that got the high school graduate in trouble. I mean, I can see non-religious people losing their minds over that. Told that he needed to remove the paragraphs or he wouldn't be allowed to deliver the speech, Blackledge faced a difficult choice. At the Todd Starnes Fall Getaway, he said that out of respect for the authority of the school officials, he would not give the speech. But he asked for a brief moment to say a few words as his mother was in the audience. It was that respect that led the young man to give a brief thanks and not make a statement of defiance. Now that takes a lot of guts. I don't know if I could have done that. I would have been wanting to get that speech in no matter what. I would have probably risked my diploma. Maybe not a smart thing to do, to give that speech. I'm not saying you should, don't get me wrong, I'm not putting the young man down. But I probably would have risked something bigger to give the speech. Anyway, to prevent that from happening again, the Black Legend is enlisted to help a First Liberty Institute, one of the nation's top law firms. First Liberty Attorney Jeremy Dyes said that the West Prairie School District should go back to the Department of Education website and see the policy that's in place that forbids exactly what happened. They don't care. They know that we don't know. They know that we don't fight for those things. So they just don't care. See, we don't push through like the leftists. I don't want to fight like they do, but I want to fight with the same vigor. I want to fight with the same conviction that they have. I don't want to smash windows. I don't want to hurt people. I don't want to throw stuff in people's faces. Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. You know, this story is a few months old. But I want to come back to it because there's more the masculinity thing. Now that schools have started across the country, we're coming into the holiday season, you know, toxic masculinity. Masculinity is bad. Jesus is bad. Yeah, you hear the crazy stuff. Live and let live doesn't mean anything to the left. University of Wisconsin Whitewater professors urging schools to implement men's projects to fight toxic masculinity. They want to start it. Anybody figure out where they want to start this? At what age, what grade level? Yeah, it's kindergarten. Get them while they're young. I've said that a million times here. Even Hitler knew that. Get them when they're young. You'll have them for life. You'll make it hard for them to switch or change their mind. In a recently published issue on the Horizon, Kathleen Elliott argues that finding ways to promote healthy masculinity early and teach boys and young men to recognize, reject, and challenge it. Really? They want you to reject and challenge what God put in you. You don't believe in God? All right. They want you to reject what Mother Nature put in you. They say if you don't do that, you won't get cultural change. Well, what kind of culture are you looking at? Are you rejecting femininity? Are we going towards something that's more universal? What are we doing? Because if you reject masculinity and you accept femininity only, what are you doing? That's not equality. Men's Project, which typically probe participants to reflect on the ramifications of masculinity, are increasingly commonplace on college campuses. I mean, again, they're teaching them about masculinity, not that it's good, not that it can be good, but that it's just flat out bad. Bad for society, bad for people, just nasty as a whole. Who thinks like that? Who brings that stuff forward? Why do we let them do it? That would be my other question. Why do you and I actually let them get away with this? I'd be curious to know. You know, we have allowed this to happen. You know, I got that bug again. We have allowed this to happen. You conservatives, you Facebook warriors, you know, I know you hate when I do this, but I want you to give it some serious thought. Why did you allow it to happen? Why do you think it's okay? You know, sometimes I talk to people and say, you know, I don't want to fight. I know that this will go, this will only go so far and it'll die off. Well, look, it's really died off, hasn't it? All those crazy things that we were always told as kids and we told each other over the years that was too crazy to ever happen is now happening. So what happened? What we were believing it away? Were we wishing it away or something along those lines? I mean, seriously. Do I have time to pull it? I'll pull it off. When you look at everybody's so concerned, you know, we talked about this with Dr. Lamero the other night about the Democrats taking the Senate and the House. Let me put you at ease, whether you believe me or not. Remember, I was one of the few that said that Trump could pull it off. Trump would pull it off at one point. We're not going to lose the Senate. We're not going to lose the... This is the media, printed, online, and otherwise, trying to get you to believe that we're screwed. Right? And Nancy Pelosi, who's shopping for a new gavel, yeah, she shouldn't waste the precious time and the steps that she has. And Schumer the same way. They really believe, and remember, they said last time they were going to keep it. Remember that? That the think about that, the cycles that have happened. Republicans are dead. They said it for two election cycles. We're done. We're dead. We don't stand a chance. What happened? We took the House. Republicans are dead. They don't stand a chance. Ooh, we took the House. We took the Senate. We took the presidency. We took 36 governorships, 39 state houses. If that's death, then I don't know what living is. I have no clue. And when you start digging into this, you start digging into how often the Dems they do this in every side. It's kind of like when you're playing football. Some of you remember this. Yeah, I know. The male thing. What do you want? You psych out the guy on the other side of the line, right? You make him believe. You look at him. You deal with him in such a fashion where you're going to go right through him and you make sure he knows that without you saying a word. Well, the Dems have been doing that all along. How bad it's going to be? What's going to happen? How much it's going to hurt? How bad the Republicans are? Big businesses will tell you they made some of the changes they made because of what President Trump did. They stepped up to hire more people to expand the role, to expand their manufacturing plants because of what President Trump did. If it worked or was going to work under Obama, why didn't he just simply put it in place? Did it with everything else. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
They travel from world to world. Making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Go ahead, I'll wait till you're done. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Are you with me? Hope you're going to have a great weekend. I love it when you have a great weekend. They come back refreshed. I'm never refreshed. I'm just kind of come back. I'm like a bad rash. I never really go away. I'm just kind of there. The Democrats, they're really having a hard time. Seriously. And I believe they're going to lose more seats in the Senate. See, what somebody didn't really think about as they're talking about the Senate, them getting more seats in the Senate, if you would. The Democrats have to hold, I think it's 27 seats, 26 seats in the Senate. And they would have to pick up two or three more, wouldn't they? To get the majority that they need or want to stop or slow us down. So let's just say for conversation's sake, they got to get 28 seats. The majority of those 28 seats are in the middle of the country, the flyover states, the ones that they ignored and continue to ignore, the ones that they call low-information voters, the ones that actually have more food on the table, more money in their pocket, those ones. They're going to have to try to explain to them why they're wrong. Good luck with that. Really, good luck with that. And how they think they're going to get those seats. Save the ones they have, all of them, and pick up a couple more is beyond me. And even if you go to the Congress. Now again, remember that if they try to impeach the president, which is just what they're going to do, whether they know they can get it through or not, they're going to have two-thirds of Congress. Even if they pick up a bunch of seats, they still don't have two-thirds. There's no way for them to get there. And then from a congressional standpoint, I don't believe they'll lose. If they lose seats, they won't lose enough for it to make a difference. I think they'll pick up some seats. You have plenty of legislators that plenty of houses that were flipped across the country when Donald ran. And everybody's talking about this blue wave that's coming out. They're just going to come out in droves. Didn't happen. Didn't happen in the primaries. In some of the most major Democrat states, it didn't happen. So what makes you think it's going to happen now? So I think they're still at a loss. I think they're still in trouble. And they could believe and what is it, do the positive thinking till it comes to fruition. It ain't going to come to fruition. Your brain's going to explode. So when your friends call you and tell you how screwed you are, you Republicans, you know, flipping the Senate is I don't know what it's like. It's going to be like hitting a lottery ticket without buying a lottery ticket. Now, this is the worst, according to Politico.com, this is the worst that the Democrats have been, the worst situation they've been in since the 1914 elections. You don't hear that, do you? Roughly one-third of the Senate seats are up for election, right? About every 2 years, it's one-third, it switches sides. Now, Democrats, they need to net a measly two seats to win back the majority in Senate. But then they've got, they're running seats from the Appalachian Mountains, some of the whitest, most rural areas. These people are pro-gun, pro-God. And if they've watched TV for 7 minutes, they know where the Dems stand in all this. Right? The party's got to, what? They got to pull back the two Republicans from a very small herd. They're going to rip two out. To me, the bulk of Republican incumbents that are up for re-election, you're not going to beat them. You're not even going to beat a majority of them. Look at what's going on in Nebraska, Utah, Wyoming. Again, don't get caught up in the hype. Don't get caught up in the fake. You think there's fake news? There's fake polls all over the place. There's fake conversations all over the place as to where we're at and what people are thinking. Lamero, he does modeling. He doesn't do polls because he's very right about polls. Polls are not believable to a big degree. When I was looking at things today and looking at who was doing what and where, what the different groups were that were calling out their polls, they're always a difference of 2 or 3%. Well, that's within the margin of error. Really? Why? I mean, if you're asking the question properly, if you're really got a mix of people, why? Why is that an issue? Remember the polling that got Andrew Gilliam his victory in Florida, right? That polling was so wrong. They had him 12 points behind. When you get your opponents 12 points behind, you kind of change the way you're doing your campaigning. What did he win by? Anybody know? 34 points ahead. Right? Recently, you had the GOP flip that seat in Texas. A seat that the Dems held for over 140 years. How do you explain that? And the polls did not have him losing. He was not the winner. He was not the long-shot winner. Go back to the infamous and happy 2016 election, right? Polls got that wrong. They got them wrong in the states. They got them wrong at the federal level, and that's because people are tired of them. They're tired of hearing them every night. They're tired of you calling them. I mean, seriously. So don't go by the polls. Understand what's going on in your area. If you're out and about in your area, you're one of those people, reach out to the community. Reach out to those people that you're, for all intents and purposes, living with. And it should be fairly easy. It should have been. But they blew it. They've had no message for 2 years. They haven't been able to put anything together. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There was a headline that came through earlier about how Trump was walking back his request for documents, right? Unredacted. Didn't want him to take days to do it. He wanted them on his desk, period, end of discussion. So the news has, the mainstream media is putting out that, you know, all of a sudden he's had a moment of clarity. Somebody must have beat him over the head because all of a sudden he's kind of walked that back a little bit. Well, actually, he hasn't walked that back. There's no doubt in my mind that Bolton leaned over to him and said, hey, Chief, some of those documents have information about, I don't know, Germany, the German chancellor, what have you. These are our allies. We don't want to hang these people. So let's at least redact those. And Trump agreed that that was right. You see, he's not so ideologically controlled. He's willing to change his mind when he gets the right information. He's willing to adjust. Many presidents before him weren't. It was party line and a discussion. Remember the famous words? Elections have consequences. Really not easy. He said, I met with the DOJ concerning the declassification of various unredacted documents. They agreed to release them, but stated that doing so may have a negative impact on the Russia probe, also with some key allies. Therefore, I'm giving it to the Inspector General. We'll have him review the documents and decide what gets redacted and what doesn't. Now, the Inspector General, for all intents and purposes, they are supposed to be nonpartisan, and what we've seen, we'd like to see it a little harsher, but let's just be honest about it. From what we've seen from the IGs and the reports that they've given us, they've been pretty darn good. When I say good, you know, unbiased. Trump went on to say, I'm going to give him the documents. I believe that he'll move quickly on this and hopefully other things which he is looking at. And it's an end that we need to end this. We don't need to end it to hide up for Trump. We cannot let this drag on for years and years and years. I'll tell you something else. I would put an IG on each and every one of the outstanding issues, including Hillary's email server. I would assign one to every one of those. Let's get it done and over with. Let's come to an agreement. Let's figure out what the truth is. Let's pull together the facts and move forward. The president has directed the Office of the National Intelligence and Department of Justice, including the FBI, to provide for the immediate declassification of the June 2017 application to the FISA court. And again, what scares them is as they were pulling data together from England and other places, you've got information on their agents, where they live, where they work. We don't want that. We as Republicans, we as conservatives, for sure, we want an unredacted document, but we don't want that. And if you trust Trey Gowdy at all, he came out, was talking about it, he said, yeah, I'm okay with them redacting maybe names and addresses, but that's it. And that most of those documents that he has seen already, there should be little, if no, redaction at all. Hey, thanks for hanging out with me. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Have a safe weekend, and I mean that sincerely. Have fun, have a safe weekend, spend a lot of time with family, and come back here on Monday. And God bless.